Hashem, we'll continue our shiur Sefer Simcha Chadasha. We're up to Siman Yudchet Siv Chaval. Following two halachot, we'll discuss the subject of how we are to pay a shochet. In Siv Chav Aleph, the rabbi writes, "En l'tavach litol shum sechar ki im mikshirot v'trefot b'shaveh. Shim notel mikshirot v'lo mitrefot, hare nogea b'davar. V'lipo yatenu l'hachshir b'shvil secharo." That the shochet is to be paid the same whether his slaughter is kosher or invalid. Even if he messes up in the shechita, we should still pay him. And the reason for that is because if this is not the way we pay him, rather we will only pay him if he's successful in his shechita, then he will not be objective in deciding what is kosher or not. This is the concept of nogea b'davar, which literally means that a person is attached to the matter. And it is assumed that person who has some sort of benefit from a halachic decision does not have the ability to be objective when deciding the halachic status. That's the din. The rabbi, however, brings that there are cities that have some sort of different setup, and he explains why that is justified. Aval yesh mekamot shelo nehaguken, rak shatabach notel hakarkashtot mehakshirot umehatrefot eno notel shum sechar. That there are places where the shochet gets a piece from the kosher meat, the tail probably, but from the non-kosher slaughters, he receives nothing. So at first one would think that's not fair, it's not objective. He's going to decide that everything is kosher in order to get a portion of the meat. The rabbi, however, has two reasons why this could be justified. The first reason, v'yesh li lamed zchut alehem, kivan she'en hatabach more hora'a, the first reason why the rabbi permits this custom is because the shochet does not come up with any new ideas. And whenever he has questionable meat, he asks the rabbi. That's why this is permitted. The second reason why the rabbi says that we could rely on this custom is ve'eno chashud b'shvil hana'a mu'etet la'atir ha'isur ha'mefurash o lehalim enav misafek shelo lehavio lechacham. That because the shochet does not come up with any of his new ideas, and if there's any uncertainty, we said he brings it to the rabbi. We do not suspect him of either not asking the rabbi when he has a doubt, or permitting that which is clearly forbidden for a little extra money, you know, for a little piece of meat. So that's why the rabbi writes that this custom of giving the shochet a portion of meat only from the behemot that were kosher is permitted. Accordingly, the rabbi writes a little later, b'mekomot she'en shum moreh, v'hashochet hu hamoreh, en lo lekach me'akshirot yoter me'atrefot. That in a city where there's no rabbinic authority and the shochet is the one that determines the ultimate status of the meat, the payment to the shochet must be the same whether the status of the animal was deemed kosher or not. That is because we do not have these justifications the rabbi wanted to write earlier. So that's an important idea. So in summary, la halacha, a shochet may not take payment from the kshirot only and not from the terefot, because he will not be able to objectively decide what is kosher. There are cities that had a custom that the shochet takes the karkashtot, the piece of meat, only from the kshirot. The rabbi had two reasons why this could be justified. Either because the shochet is not moreh shum hora'ah, where there's a safek, where there's uncertainty. Rather, he brings everything to the chacham. And the second reason was we do not suspect the shochet of either not asking the rabbi or permitting that which is forbidden for a little extra money, for a little piece of meat. Accordingly, in a city where there's no rabbinic authorities, but the shochet is the one that is posek the halacha of the meat, there is no heter for the shochet to get paid only from the kosher animals and not from the nevelot. Now the rabbi, the next paragraph, will teach us two additional halachot that we could learn from the aforementioned. ומכל מקום נלמד מזה שהמורה אסור לו לקח אפילו דבר מהות כאין קרקשתם הורתו רק תאימה בעלמה לברר הורתו. That just like we said that a shochet may not get paid from that which is kosher, because he will not then be able to objectively decide what is kosher, we can learn from here that when it comes to the Rav, who ultimately decides and determines the status of the questionable meat, he may not take any reimbursements. The rabbi writes that he is only allowed to take a taste to show that he stands behind his halakha, his psak. That's a side point based on the above. And then in the end, the rabbi qualifies all which we have learned till now. ובמקומות שהעקום הרבה ושוחטים לעולם עד שיש די לצורך ישראל, אז אינו נוגע כלל בדבר ומותר ליטל רק מהקשרות. That in cities where there are so many non-Jews, and the shochet simply slaughters until the Jews have enough meat, and the rest of the meat goes to the non-Jews, then there a shochet could be paid the same no matter the percentage of the animals that come out to be kosher. Because when, in such a case, right, the shochet is not considered to be biased, because it makes no difference the amount of meat that comes out to be kosher, because there is a demand for meat, whether kosher or not, and worst case scenario, it'll just go to the non-Jews. So in such a city, then it's mutar for him, litol rak mehakshirot. So in summary, we have a din that a tabach may not take schar ki'im mekshirot, and trefot b'shaveh. We learned that there are cities that the minhag was that the shochet was notel b'kar kashtot, only of the ksherot. There are two reasons why we could justify this. Either because the tabach is not moreh shum hora'ah, where there's safek rekamavi hakol ha'chacham, or the second reason was because the tabach is not chashud b'shvil hana'am u'etet to rule right against the halakha. And we learned that in cities where there is no moreh, rather the shochet is the one that's the moreh, and he may not take from the ksherot more than the terefot. And we said that this all does not apply in a city where the non-Jews are so much, where they also have a demand. That's Seif Chaval. We'll now move on to Seif Chavbet. The rabbi now will talk about the law of a shochet and bodek that wants to slaughter and sell his own meat to others. He wants to open up a business of shechting and selling his meat to those around him. What's the halacha? May he do that? This is very similar to that which we learned above, of the concept of negiut badavar, being attached to a matter and not having the ability to objectively decide what is kosher. The question here is obvious. May one sell the meat that he himself shechted? He wants to open up his own business. So on one hand, I could say, no, we can't trust him because he's just going to slaughter and make everything kosher in order to sell. Do we say that or not? So the rabbi writes, Mikar hadin mutar liyot shochet ubodek behemot atzmo ucher la'acherim im hu muchzak bekashrut. That in the letter of the law, a person is allowed to slaughter or inspect his own animals, which he slaughtered, in order to sell the meat to others. If he has a chizkat kashrut, if he's still reliable halachically. The rabbi, however, writes, "Aval nehagu mikama mekomot she'en shum adam rashai lihot shochet ubodek la'atzmo limkor ki im otam hememunim min hakahal." That the custom in many places was that a person is not allowed to shecht or inspect his own animals in order to sell to others. In these cities, they only permitted shochtim that were appointed to slaughter and sell these meats. The rabbi writes, "V'im ira lo hora'a b'shechita asur afilu medina lahorot la'atzma, kivan de'bechaya b'cheskat isur omedet en lo tzia mi'cheskata ki im belo pikpuk." That if the shochet has a question regarding the shechita, he may not make the ruling himself, because the animal is still in a state of doubt, and we have a concept of b'chaya b'cheskat isur omedet, which we will now try to explain, because this is super important for the rest of our study of Hilchot Shechita. The concept of Behema Bechaya Bechizkat Isur Omedet Ad Sheyivda Lecha B'man Shechita appears in Chulin Daf Tet Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us, Behema Bechaya Bechizkat Isur Omedet. An animal during its lifetime is in a prohibited state Ad Sheyivda Lecha B'man Shechita. And therefore, this status remains until it becomes known to the person in what manner the animal was slaughtered. Meaning to say, you have to know that it was slaughtered properly. Otherwise, that first status of prohibition remains. This is all based on a legal principle called chazakah. Chazakah tells us that we presume that the conditions of earlier have not changed until proven otherwise. So the same thing is said here. Meat of an animal is prohibited while the animal is alive. It does not become permitted unless the animal undergoes shechita. So meat is always forbidden until we could ascertain that a valid shechita took place. This is the concept of behema b'cheskat isur omedet. And whenever we have any sort of doubt in shechita, the animal is going to be prohibited until we know that there is a status change. How do we know that there is a status change? When we know with certainty that the shechita was kosher. This is a very, very important concept, and we're going to come back to this numerous times in the future, Mirtza Hashem. But the rabbi uses it here also in regards to this shochet that wants to sell his own meats, that whenever there's a doubt, you have to make sure that you know with certainty that the animal is actually kosher because of this concept of behema b'cheskat isur medet. And that will conclude today's shiur.